Hey, everybody, this is Stelly Efti.
And this is Heaton Cha.
And today on the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about what founders should do right after their startup has failed.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
So here's the reason why I want to quickly talk about this with you. I realize this is actually a really important point. I'm not sure how much content is out there around this. This is not like what should you do as your next venture, but this is what do you do the day that you close up shop, right? The day that you, you know, stop service or the day of bankruptcy or the day where you officially have failed with your startup. What do you do the next day? And the reason I wanted to talk to you about this is that I have two good friends that are currently going through this, where a startup that they've been working on for a long time, they had a lot of ups and downs. They fought very hard this year to try to turn things around. And now they're kind of in the final week of running the business and then closing up shop. And this is a journey that has taken them, I don't know, 5 or 6 years. So, you know, they've poured a lot into this business and they're definitely more on the burned out, exhausted side of the spectrum. And they've been having a lot of conversations individually, one-on-one with both of them on what should come next. And, you know, I think that it might be an interesting episode for the two of us to kind of unpack this for people, either that go through this right now or just for people to have heard this in case they have to go through this at some point in the future. You know, typically when a founder comes to you, Heaton, that has just failed and just closed up shop and is now wondering, what the hell do I do next? Should I go try to find a job? Should I start my next project? Should I go meditate at a retreat for a couple of weeks and find the meaning of life? I know that it is a very individual question that depends on so many different factors, but typically guide me through kind of your approach or your experience or your general philosophy when it comes to advising and helping founders that have just kind of failed with their current startup.
Write a postmortem as soon as you can. Get that shit out of your head, period. That's the first thing you have to do. I think you have to get it out of your head. You have to, like I did this maybe a little bit late after Kissmetrics, and it was just literally a stream of thought bullets of like as much as I could write about it. One angle is like just bullets on what you think you did right and wrong. Another angle would be just write the story of the business so that it's just out, it's done. You've got to find closure. And talking about it is great, but you can talk about it for a long time with other founders and stuff like that. But writing something up for yourself in a journal or a notebook or whatever, some form of a postmortem where you can review the experience and let it out is really key. That's like the only thing I suggest. Everything else comes from that. Because once you do that, you'll realize all the mistakes you made. You'll realize whatever feelings you had. You'll realize all kinds of things. Just do that as soon as you feel comfortable doing that. Maybe you'll cry. I don't know. But go do that. That's the thing I suggest. And so many people don't do it. And then what they're doing is they're sitting with all of that for a very long time. They don't get past the point of the fact that it didn't work out. And the thing is, like, we're supposed to fail. That's what this whole idea of creating something from nothing is all about. We're supposed to fail. It's like a thing, like we're supposed to fail. It's not like we design it to fail, but we're supposed to fail. Like we're doing something so risky already in terms of likely to fail, right? And when you start looking at all the stats, you'll agree, obviously. But at the same time, like we failed. It didn't work out the way we thought it would, or it didn't work out to be successful. You have to just let it out. Let it all out. Find your way to let it all out. I would write it though, because nothing else compares to actually writing it down.
I love this so much. I'm very tempted to just wrap up the episode at this point. This is such powerful advice. I love it.
Honestly, dude, everything else is bullshit. Like there's nothing more to it, but then letting that thing go. Mm. You can't let it go if you don't have like a good relationship with it. Like that's all it boils down to. It's like anything in life where like you had so much energy, you put so much time and effort into it, and for whatever reason, it didn't work out. You don't want this delusion in your head about why it didn't work out. You don't want to wonder. You don't want to have regret. You just want to figure out like,